Hi, good morning, Michelle.
So I need some help, and I don't know if it's going to be good help or eye-opening help.
Okay, good. Tell us some more.
Well, I'm engaged, and we've been planning our wedding date a few times, but for some reason, every time we pick a date, like a month or two after we pick the date, he says, let's move it back, and wants to give me excuses as to why he wants to push it back. So I'm just wondering if he even wants to get married anymore.
Okay, well, have you straight up asked him, you know, if he doesn't want to get married anymore?
Well, I mean, like, after the third time that we pushed the date back, I said, hey, Dave, like, you know, there's no pressure. We don't have to get married right now. And he kind of just laughed it off and said, no, I want to get married. It's just that, you know, there's a lot of other things going on. I just want to make sure the wedding is perfect and, you know, everything's right.
Huh, that's weird. Like, make sure it's right. That, see, when someone says make sure it's right, it seems kind of sketch to me.
Yeah, it kind of seems sketch to me. And then, you know, one of my girlfriends kind of suggested, like, you know, what if he's planning something really big at the wedding or planning some huge vacation? Because I've always talked about wanting to go to Fiji or the Maldives, you know, something crazy like that. But, you know, maybe he's just saving up to get the money to do it. Or maybe, you know, he's just, you know, doesn't get it and wants to do something really big.
Well, tell me this. How long have you two been engaged?
So we've engaged around 2.5 years now.
Okay. So when was the last time you guys, quote unquote, had a wedding date that he moved?
That would be this past August.
Oh, okay. Well, so why are you calling us now? It's, you know, obviously we're like well into October.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to pick another date again and have it move. So I was just wondering if maybe, you know, you guys could figure out a way to call him and find out if he was planning something like a crazy vacation. And, you know, maybe that's just all it is. And, you know, I can kind of rest assured, or, you know, if it's something else. I just want to get married, you know?
Okay. So, all right, we got to just figure a way. How do you think we can trick Dave into telling us all this?
Well, I kind of had an idea because he just applied for a new job and he's kind of in the middle of the process and he really wants to take it. So he's just waiting on like that last phone interview with the company. So I was thinking, you know, maybe if you guys could call him and be like, hey, we really want to hire you. You know, everything checks out. But are you know planning any big trips or any big events coming up in the next year? And maybe he either, you know, can come clean or I don't know. I don't want to plan another day to get it. My, you know, wedding date moved again.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. But I love that idea. That's really good. So just give us his number and girl, we got you.
Yeah, and also too, like if we can get the place where he applied for and maybe like, I don't know if he's like mentioned a name. So like when we call, we can use the name of the business and the name for like the final interview to trick him.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. Because, you know, we just talked about it this Saturday. He told me the person's name is Marcus from Bay and... You know, in case he wasn't around his phone, that I would know to grab him to tell him. So that's who you need to
Perfect.
Pretend
right.
to be, I guess.
No, that's awesome. So do me a solid. So hang on the line, and we'll call him right next.
Hello, it's Dave.
Hey, Dave. It's Marcus from Bay. I believe you've been possibly waiting on my phone call.
Oh, yeah, man. But I didn't recognize your number. I'm glad you answered because they gave me a different number for you.
Oh, yeah. So I have a work number and then my personal number. So I'm actually calling you from my personal number because I'm not in the office and I wanted to knock out this last part of the interview.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all good. So they told me this was going to be like the last little conversation and then they would know if I was going to get hired or not. So I'm really not sure what you're going to ask, but I got less than like 5 minutes before I got walking into my other job.
Yep. No problem at all. But I'm going to go fast. It won't take too long. So, yeah, just a quick few things. First little question. Do you see yourself with our company long term, or is this just like a short term job?
Well, I've been in sales pretty much my whole life, and I've heard your commission's just a little better. So I don't want to change jobs just to go through the whole process. So hopefully this works out, and I'm here for a while.
Perfect, awesome. That's what we want to hear. Second, your record came back clean. Just a few small driving issues. Are you good with? You know, taking a possible drug test later this week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not a problem at all.
Great. And then my last thing, and then I'll get you on the road. In the next year, do you see yourself going, like, I don't know, out of town for a while or taking any major vacations or any big, like, life changes that we just want to be aware of so we know coming down the line you might need some time off?
nothing comes to mind immediately, but, you know, obviously I can't predict a future, but I don't have any, like, vacations planned, but time off incorporated into the package,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep, yeah, of course. I just didn't know if you already had something planned for, like, you know, a baby or a birthday coming up or someone's age or a huge anniversary, you know, something like that.
No, nothing. I'm 31, so, you know, no big birthday, and I'm just sort of not celebrating any more wedding anniversaries.
Oh, yeah. Seems like, you might not be going through some life changes. Okay, well, that's great. So everything checks out on my end. So, yeah, we can move forward with having you come in, take this drug test, and then I'm going to get you going. But hopefully all works out in your personal life, and you don't have to go through any more crazy wedding anniversaries.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. Just currently, you know, still married, but trying to get divorced, and I really don't want to pay alimony. So it's a lot of back and forth between the ex and I. So definitely not any new wedding anniversaries in the future.
Yeah, that's deep. Sorry to hear all that, man. Well, congrats, you know, moving forward on this new job, and then we're glad that you'll be joining the team, and we'll follow with you next week.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. I really do. But just to, like, you know, be clear, I'm still at my other job, and I'm really not sure if I want to take this job yet. So I appreciate your, you know, the communication. But can I let you guys know in like a week or two if I want to move forward? I'm just kind of playing the field and seeing what works best.
Bro, I get it. It's totally fine on our end. So yeah, take care. And let us know. I mean, we'll still get you in for the drug test, but, you know, let us know after that in the next week or two.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
You heard all this yesterday. Did you have any idea that he was married at all?
I had no idea. I was completely shocked. Like, I'm still like, I can't even really process this.
You know, Michelle,
I have no idea.
People were texting in because they said, how could Michelle trust anybody else considering she's been engaged for 2.5 years? Is there any chance at all? I mean, obviously, you love this guy. Is there any chance that he could
rectify this?
Say
and
sorry
you guys,
and y'all can stay together? Or is this completely done?
No, he's a liar. Like, he's legally still married to someone. Like, I can't even fathom that he would do this to someone. That he would get into a relationship, propose, you know, make it, you know, serious. Like, and then just lead me on. It's completely unfathomable, and no, I will never trust him again. He's a liar. He's a terrible person.
So basically, it's over, Michelle, right?
It's over. I mean, I've called off the engagement. We're working out, you know, some living stuff and just detangling everything that's been involved, of course, but he's unbelievable.
Yeah, you can't come back from that. Yeah. That's just way too tough. So personally, I think you're doing the right thing,
so
and
too.
It sounds like you're really, you know, strong in this needs to end. And yeah, I mean, that's a big lie. Yeah.
It's going to take a while to be able to trust anybody, really. I mean, I don't even know how I'm going to do it.
Well, we're sorry that this is how it ended. We didn't know, just like you. But like Natalia said, it sounds like you got a good head on your shoulders, and hopefully everything works out. But we're glad you're sticking to your guns and kick that guy's ass to the curb for sure.
Yeah. Thank you so much for following up.